News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with us on some restaurant and event news. Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
All right, let's start with some barbecue lovers. Be aware, we now have City Barbecue that has opened in Avon, right?
Yeah, and I like what we're talking about this week because we've got food, we've got drink and desserts in that order. So City Barbecue is open. Several years ago, I went out to City Barbecue that opened in Fairlawn. It's been, my gosh, it's been 5 years. That was the first Northeast Ohio location. They now have more than two dozen restaurants in Ohio based in Columbus. They opened in 1999. Fast casual barbecue. If you like barbecue, this is one worth checking out. They're pretty quick in getting the meals to you, but they take a long time to smoke their meats, mm-hmm. at least a day to a day and a half. They use local hickory. Love the sides there. They have a real southern flair to the menu. They've got hush puppies and corn pudding and a lot of southern style desserts. So they've got everything there. They've got dine in, carry out, drive through, the whole nine yards. But if you like barbecue, City Barbecue is a good fast casual option, and they're now open on Chester Road, 35495 Chester Road in Avon.
Good news and good luck to them. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com is with me. Let's go to the event side of the list I've got for you. Grand River Valley, the Ice Wine Festival underway. And ice wine, first of all, extremely popular, right?
Extremely popular because, certain wines, certain varietals grow in certain areas. You can't grow everything everywhere. And the bread and butter in Northeast Ohio for wine is ice wine. This is usually produced in a smaller bottle. It's more expensive. I find it a great after-dinner drink. It's thick. It's viscous. It's a sweet-tasting wine. I don't normally like sweet wines with dinner, mm-hmm. but this is a really nice dessert. And I like what they're doing. The Grand River Valley Ice Wine Festival is taking place at seven locations. And I say locations because six of them are wineries, and one of them, the Red Eagle Distillery, is just that, a distillery. Each place, very casual. You can go in any order. It's running through March. You can go whenever they're open, noon to five, and most of them are open 7 days a week. I've got a list online of everyone: Debonair, Ferranti, Grand River Cellars, Lorello, Cask 307, and South River Vineyard are all participating. They all offer a wine or two as well as a nibble, and everything from gnocchi with dried apricot, brown butter, crispy sage, which sounds delicious, to jambalaya and a few others. But you can try these different wines. They're made from different grapes. There's a Riesling ice wine. Vidal Blanc ice wine is very popular, and it's just a good way to kind of experience it, and it's pretty inexpensive. $8 per place, and in any order you want. So I would suggest if you want to experience ice wine, this is a good way to do it. Find a day when it's a little crisp and cool out, yeah. but not too snowy, and yeah. take a drive to one or two of the wineries out in Northeast Ohio.
They'll do the pairings between noon and 5, and should be a lot of fun. So good. And learn something, too. Grand River Valley, the Ice Wine Festival. Mark Bona is with us. Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. All right, look, I love to see anything succeed, but I'm worried about this crumble cookie bunch because it seems like wherever I'm driving, I'm seeing them, and they are hard to turn down, Mark.
You know, when I was researching this story and I went out to the Medina opening, they've been open since February, but they had the official grand opening just recently. Yeah. I was doing research on exactly how many locations they have, and every time I looked it up, it seemed like that number kept growing. Yeah. They have more than 750 locations across the country. That includes 30 locations in the state. One in Fairlawn is coming. Now, Nate Tulett, the owner of this place, told me, and he had no restaurant experience, but a lot of interest and experience and a degree in business, and went into this. He owns four area crumble cookies, and these are gourmet cookies. And oh, what I really like about what they're doing, yeah, and this is up your alley. And these things are like, they're like cake cookies. They're thick, they're delicious, creatively flavored. What I like is their slogan is Taste Weekly, and they mean that and take that literally. They have one major constant flavor, milk, not mint, but milk chocolate chip, which sounds delicious. And then they'll offer five others. So every week you can go in and get six flavors. They have a rotation that will be subbed out every single week. So at least four or maybe five different flavors are going to be offered. The chain itself, the company itself, has more than 200 flavors in its stable of offerings. So if you like cookies, this is a good place to go. Great gift idea, too, because you can get them in various sizes. A six-pack will get you one of each. And just really tasty. Now, they're not on the square. They're on Court Street, just a little bit, I want to say, northwest of the square. And really, just another good offering. It's nice to see. They're located in the North Court Shoppers Strip Mall. So Crumble Cookies just growing like just leaps and bounds in Northeast Ohio.
Kind of catty corner across from Chick-fil-A and First Watch in that little mall area where that the Tokyo Hibachi Sushi place. Pulp Juice is in there, too. You'll find them. I mean, they are. I kind of laugh a little bit because I didn't know anything about them. I stumbled into one, literally, the one in North Olmsted a year or two ago. Mindy was shopping, and I'm just, we think we'd been to Moe's right next door, and then she wanted to go into Lazy Boy or something. And I thought, a cookie, that looks good. I went in. I had no idea of what it was. And my daughter kind of laughed at me because a lot of college campuses, they've had these for a while. But they are, Mark, they are just amazing. They're amazing.
They really are. And I found out about them before this when I had friends who our neighbors across the street came over with one cookie for each of us. And I tell you what, it lasted about 3 days. I mean, they're big, thick, delicious, and creatively flavored. So you got to like it.
I saw they're opening one, too, in that Fairlawn area as well. So good stuff. Our Crumble Cookies. Good luck to them. Make a good product. People will love it. Mark Bone is at Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Checks in with us. You can always check in with him. Follow him on Twitter at mbona30. Mark, thanks much, pal.
Thank you, Bill.